Alignment with higher values enhances resilience for individuals, brands, and organizations. When unexpected challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic hit, how you bounce back, your resilience, becomes super important. Resilience means having mental tools to deal with tough times, and one of the best tools is sticking to what you believe in. It's like a shield against stress, helping to lower stress hormones and stop you from dwelling on failure. Plus, going through tough stuff can make you stronger, teaching you important lessons and making your relationships deeper. For companies, being resilient means they can handle big problems without falling apart, like when their structure or plans get shaken up. Sticking to their values, especially honesty, is key for businesses to stay strong. That means they're consistent, they keep their promises, and they stick to what they believe in, instead of just doing whatever works in the moment. The power of values in brand building. Emphasizing values not only boosts a brand's resilience during tough times but also makes it stronger overall. Nowadays, consumers, especially millennials and Gen Zers, are more mindful of the consequences of their purchasing decisions. They're urging companies to prioritize environmental sustainability, social responsibility, and corporate integrity. Simply having standard corporate social responsibility programs isn't cutting it anymore. Consumers want action. They want businesses to step up and actively address social and environmental issues. Authentic brands with integrity attract consumers' attention. People feel uncomfortable when they sense a conflict between their beliefs or actions. This discomfort is called cognitive dissonance. It happens when what someone thinks or does doesn't match up with their values. It's similar for consumers who feel uneasy when the brands they support don't share their values or behave in a way that goes against what they claim to stand for. On the flip side, people are attracted to brands that seem similar to them. When a brand's values match those of its customers, it creates a connection. Red Bull is a good example of this. They organize events that match their brand's high energy and fun image. This shows they're committed to excitement and pleasure. To make sure a brand stays true to its values, brand managers need to understand what those values are. Tools like the Values Map can help with this. In the future, trust will be a major battleground as people lose faith in institutions worldwide due to privacy and data rights violations. Trust is crucial because it strengthens consumers' connections to brands, increases loyalty, and makes consumers less likely to believe negative information about a brand. It also makes them more forgiving when a brand makes a mistake. Organizations will need to work on building trust across their entire networks. Coco Chanel once said, "Hard times arouse an instinctive desire for authenticity." Being authentic means being real and true to yourself. For brands, it's about staying true to their values and matching up with what their customers believe in. Brands show authenticity by always being honest and sincere. They can also connect with customers by bringing up nostalgic feelings, especially during hard times. Reminding people of a brand's history can create a strong emotional bond. Brands can also aim for what's called iconic authenticity, meaning they look and feel like the real deal. Meet consumers' basic wants and requirements effectively. According to self-determination theory, humans naturally strive to meet three basic needs: autonomy, competence, and relatedness. When these needs are fulfilled, people feel more in control of their choices, confident in their abilities, and connected to others. Brands should aim to create cultures and customer experiences that address these needs, especially during crises when they often aren't met. By focusing on these fundamental needs, businesses can form meaningful connections with consumers, fostering goodwill and loyalty. Attachment theory emphasizes the importance of forming strong emotional bonds and feeling love, affection, and connection throughout life. Consumers develop a sense of connection with brands when the brand responds to their basic needs and supports their self-image, whether real or idealized. Attachment theory suggests that when people feel connected to a brand, they become committed and willing to make sacrifices for it, including financial ones. Appeal to eudaimonic happiness, a blueprint for brands. Brands should aim to connect with consumers yearning for deeper fulfillment, a kind of happiness rooted in meaning and well-being. A brand can contribute to people's eudaimonic happiness by assisting them in achieving autonomy, healthy relationships, control over their lives, personal growth, purpose, and self-acceptance. Businesses can increase their chances of success by offering consumers both purpose and pleasure. Ideally, they should deliver a mix of practical, meaningful, and enjoyable value. In the workplace, developing a culture that values eudaimonic happiness is essential. Attend to employees' needs across Maslow's hierarchy, including their being needs, those tied to personal growth and fulfillment. Provide continual opportunities for learning and self-improvement, especially aligned with a meaningful mission. Craft empathetic customer interactions leveraging emotional intelligence for enhanced experiences. Organizations should focus on creating meaningful and ethical communication rooted in emotional intelligence, EQ. EQ involves two key abilities, understanding emotions and using them to enhance thinking. It consists of four main skills. 1. Recognize emotions, being able to accurately identify various emotions by observing nonverbal cues. 2. Apply emotions to thinking, using emotional states to improve different mental tasks. For instance, feeling happy can boost creativity, while a calm mood is better suited for detailed or analytical work like accounting. 3. Understand emotions. Grasping the differences between different emotional states, such as happiness and ecstasy, and recognizing how emotions can change. 4. Manage emotions, controlling and sometimes intensifying emotions in oneself and others to prompt action. Emotions have three main aspects: their valence, which means whether they're positive or negative, their dominance, indicating a sense of control or submission, and their arousal level, which refers to how excited or energetic they make us feel. Emotions aren't just about expressing moods, they also give us important information and meaning. The emotional qualities of content play a big role in how viral it becomes. But the exact recipe depends on the type of content and where it's shared. On social media, content that makes people feel in control and stirs up strong positive or negative emotions tends to spread like wildfire. Utilize consumer social identities and group connections for appeal. People's social identities, like being part of a sports team, religion, gender, or nationality, strongly influence how they see the world and act in it. People tend to follow the norms of the groups they belong to and often think their group is better than others. Brands can use this by promoting the social values they stand for. However, choosing which social identities to connect with can be tricky. Many brands play it safe, sticking to messages that support the status quo. But by taking risks, a brand can bring together different groups, meet changing expectations, and connect better with consumers. For instance, Brooke Bond Red Label's Taste of Togetherness, That Kind of a Woman campaign showed a wealthy woman bonding with a young sex worker over a cup of tea, touching on shared experiences. Brands can focus on common concerns or tackle controversial topics, but be ready for backlash, as taking a bold stance can anger some consumers who disagree. Effectively manage conflicts and offer apologies when necessary for resolution. When dealing with customer complaints, team members need to show understanding. This can help solve the problem, make the customer happy, and keep them coming back. It also stops them from spreading bad experiences. Learning nonviolent communication, NVC, can help improve emotional and people skills. NVC is about clear communication and respect, aiming to help everyone involved get what they need. NVC has four parts. First, you observe the facts without getting emotional. Then, you take responsibility for your feelings. After that, you figure out what needs are causing those feelings. Finally, you ask for specific actions to meet those needs. NVC can resolve conflicts and make relationships stronger, even online, but it needs some emotional understanding. Craft a compelling brand apology. When a brand goes up, the first step is to ease the tension and listen up to figure out what went wrong and how to make things right for those affected. Offering a genuine apology is key. A proper apology means owning up to the mistake, showing regret, pledging to do better, and offering to fix any damage done. KFC nailed this apology game when they faced a fried chicken shortage in their UK stores in early 2018. Their apology, which bagged them awards and applause, was a stroke of genius. They took out full-page ads in newspapers with a clever twist on their logo, rearranging it to spell FCK. Alongside this eye-catching move, they kept it simple and sincere, apologizing clearly and assuring customers they were on it to fix things ASAP. Now, here's the thing, while KFC didn't talk much about making up for the slip, not offering some kind of compensation can leave customers fuming, and they might strike back in ways you don't want. Enhance virtual communication skills for modern success. The COVID-19 pandemic brought significant challenges, especially in remote work setups for those without adequate family support or resources. Virtual communication is becoming more common, but it's not the same as meeting in person. There are hidden costs, like stress, that we don't fully grasp yet. Trust and understanding can suffer because video calls lack the depth of face-to-face interaction. Empathy is becoming crucial. It has three parts. Emotional empathy helps us recognize and respond to others' feelings. Cognitive empathy is about understanding someone else's viewpoint. Somatic empathy is when we physically react to others' experiences, like flinching when they're hurt. The future of work is going virtual and increasingly automated. This means that soft skills like empathy, collaboration, and self-management are going to be super important. Even though robots are taking over some tasks, they can't do everything humans can, especially when it comes to these soft skills. As artificial intelligence becomes more common, people will need better problem-solving skills to program these systems. But at the same time, humans must have those soft skills because robots just can't match them. Schools aren't teaching these skills, so employers need to step in and help workers learn them. That way, people can thrive in this changing work landscape. Key points. 1. Strengthen resilience by aligning with values during tough times. 2. Integrity is key for companies to endure crises and attract consumers. 3. Authentic brands build strong connections by matching values with customers. 4. Meet consumers' basic needs for autonomy, competence, and relatedness. 5. Aim for eudaimonic happiness to develop meaningful connections with consumers. 6. Craft empathetic communication to enhance customer experiences. 7. Enhance virtual communication skills and prioritize soft skills for modern success.